Welcome back. In this lesson, we're diving into a really powerful jungle and old-school drum and bass technique, building a subsign bass through resampling in Ableton Live 12. The goal here is not just to make a clean sub. We want that dark, heavyweight, slightly broken, press-to-tape kind of low end. Something with attitude. Something that feels like it belongs under chopped amen breaks, smoky atmospheres, and those tense 90s-style drop sections. So, when I say subsign, think of it as a pure sign-based bass source that we intentionally dirty up, print, and reprocess until it becomes a musical artifact. It still needs to be solid in the sub range, but now it also has texture, movement, and a bit of murk. First thing, start clean. Load up operator on a MIDI track and choose a sine wave on oscillator A. Turn the other oscillators off. Keep it simple. You can also use Waveeatable if you prefer, as long as you're getting a very clean low-end source. Tune it to a low root note that fits your track, like F1, G1, A1, or C1 depending on the key and how deep you want it to sit. At this stage, don't overthink the sound design. The mission is purity first. Short attack, no unnecessary movement, and keep it mono if possible. You want the note to feel stable and controlled. Now, here's an important mindset shift. Don't just play one boring sustained note and call it a day. Make a phrase. Make it musical. Even in dark jungle and old-school DNB, the bass often works best when it behaves like part of the rhythm section. So write a simple one-bar or two-bar idea. Maybe a long root note with a little gap at the end. Maybe a root to fifth movement. Maybe a tiny semitone dip before the bar turns over. The point is to give the bass a shape that can interact with the drums. A good starting pattern might be a low root on beat 1, a short accent later in the bar, then a tiny return to the root, and a bit of silence. That little bit of space matters. In jungle, space is pressure. Before you resample, add a pre-print processing chain so you're baking in some character. A solid starting chain is EQ8, saturator, auto filter, utility, and optionally drum bus or pedal. With EQ8, clean up only if needed. If it's too thick or muddy, make a gentle cut somewhere in the 120 to 250 Hz area, but don't hollow it out. The sub needs to stay intact. Then hit it with saturator. A few dB of drive is usually enough to create harmonics that will help the bass translate on smaller systems. Turn soft clip on. You're not trying to crush it yet. You're just giving the sign something to bite into. After that, use auto filter if you want to darken or animate the tone. A subtle low pass can be great if the saturation has made the sound a little too bright. You can also automate the cutoff later to create movement. Utility is important too. Keep the width at zero. Subs should be mono. If needed, use it to make sure you're low and stay centered and clean. If you want extra old hardware pressure, add drum bus very lightly. Just a touch, a little drive, maybe a hint of crunch. Be careful with boom, because too much can blur the sub and turn the low end into a mess. Pedal can also work nicely if you want a more lo-fi, gritty degradation, but again, subtle is the move. Now comes the fun part, resampling. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm that track, play back your bass phrase, and record the output in real time. This prints everything together, the source, the saturation, the filter movement, and any automation you've added. And here's a key teacher tip. Print multiple versions. Do one pass that's fairly clean. Do another that's more saturated. Do one with filter movement. Do another with pitch movement or glide if you're using it. These different prints give you options later, which is huge when you're arranging. Once the audio is printed, go in and edit it carefully. Trim the silence. Tighten the note starts. Make sure the phrases line up with the groove. If you need to warp, be very cautious. For pure sub-heavy audio, warp can cause phase problems or smear the low end. If you absolutely need it, test carefully, but often leaving warp off is the safest choice. Use fades to remove clicks. Split long notes into usable chunks. If you want extra atmosphere, reverse tiny fragments and use them as intro textures or transitions. You can also pitch the sample up or down in semitones to find the darkest sweet spot. A really useful approach here is to duplicate the resample and make three working versions, one full-length clean sublayer, one chopped version for groove or variation, and one transition layer for fills or tension moments. That's very jungle-friendly, because the bass can serve multiple roles without you having to design a brand new sound every time. Now we take it a step further and reprocess the resampled audio. This second generation chain is where the sound starts feeling properly printed and worn in. Try EQ8 again, then saturator, then redux or erosion, then auto filter, then utility. Use EQ8 to clean the very bottom if needed, maybe high pass around 20 to 30 Hz to remove useless rumble. If there's boxiness, notch a little around 180 to 300 HZ. If you need extra weight, a small boost around 50 to 70 HZ can help, but use your ears and keep the kick in mind. Add a little more saturation, just a few dB. This makes the resample feel like it's been committed to tape, or at least to a slightly abused internal bounce chain. Redux can add a subtle digital grime if you want that rougher edge. Don't overdo it, though. The low end still needs to breathe. Erosion can add a tiny bit of dusty texture, especially in the upper harmonics, which can help the bass feel aged and alive. Auto filter is great for movement. Automated low-pass sweeps can make transition moments feel dramatic without needing a huge effect. And utility once again keeps everything mono and focused. At this point, you should be hearing the difference between a clean sine and a subsine artifact. It's still low and powerful, but now it has mood. Now let's talk about movement, because in this style, movement is often subtle. Old school jungle bass doesn't always wobble around in an obvious way. A lot of the power comes from tiny shifts, a filter opening at the end of a phrase, a small pitch dip before a drum fill, a saturation spike at the start of the drop, or a quick cutoff close before a snare roll. That kind of automation gives you the feeling of hardware being pushed without making the bass lose its authority. If you want to make the sound more playable, load the resampled file into Simpler. Set it to classic mode, turn warp off if you want it tight, and keep the voice mode mono. Adjust the start point so the attack feels right, and use glide if you want sliding bass lines. This is a great move because now your resample is no longer just an audio clip. It becomes an instrument you can actually perform with. That means you can stab it between breaks, pitch it to different notes, or build call and response phrases with your drums. In jungle and old school D&B, that's gold. Now, arrange the bass in context. This is where the lesson really lands. Don't judge the subsine in solo. Judge it with the kick and break running. A bass sound can feel massive by itself and then disappear completely once the drums arrive. So always check it in the full groove. A strong arrangement might start with a filtered or mid-heavy version of the bass in the intro, then reveal the true sub later for the drop. You can bring the bass in under chopped breaks, remove it for tension, then return it after a fill. That reveal can make the drop feel much deeper. Also, remember this. In jungle, the drums usually carry the detailed motion, and the sub supplies the pressure and dread. So keep the bass phrase simpler than the break. Let the break talk, and let the sub loom. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't distort the source too much before resampling. If you overcook it too early, you lose weight and clarity. Add harmonics, yes, but keep some headroom. Don't make the bass too wide. Sub frequencies should almost always stay mono. Don't warp low-end audio aggressively unless you really need to. It can mess with phase and make the bass unstable. Don't write a bassline that's too busy. If it's fighting the break, it's losing the battle. And don't ignore gain staging. Leave room before the first bounce so later processing has space to hit harder. Here's a more advanced idea, resample in generations. Print a first pass, then run that audio through another chain and print it again. That second bounce often sounds more earned, more lived in, more authentic. That's a really good old-school workflow move. You can also make alternate versions of the same phrase, one long and sustained, one short and gated, one chopped with gaps. Then arrange those like different responses to the drums. Sustain for tension, short notes for groove, gaps for space. That kind of variation keeps the track moving, without needing a completely new sound every 8 bars. Another great technique is a parallel dirty air layer. Keep one version of the bass clean and focus in the sub, then duplicate it and filter the copy, so you're only keeping the upper harmonics. Distort that lightly and tuck it underneath. Now the bass feels more present without sacrificing the core low end. If you really want that 90s darkness, think about how the bass reacts to the break. Let it drop out on snare rolls. Let it return after fills. Let it answer the last hit of an amen chop. That conversational relationship between drums and bass is a huge part of classic jungle energy. And if you want to take this even further, build an audio effect rack with separate chains for clean sub, mid dirt, and transition FX. Map macros for filter cutoff, saturation, mono width, pitch offset, clip amount, and noise blend. That gives you one reusable jungle weapon you can reshape fast across different sections. For homework, try this. Build one subsine idea and turn it into 3 versions. Make one clean foundation version that stays tight and minimal. Make one character print with more saturation and filter movement. And make one transition artifact that's short, chopped, or reversed and a little more experimental. At least one of them should be resampled twice, and at least one should be playable in simpler. Then arrange those 3 versions in an 8-bar loop, changing the character every two bars without changing the root note. If you can do that, you're not just making a bass sound, you're building a flexible jungle workflow that can keep feeding your tracks with dark, heavyweight energy. So the big takeaway here is simple. Don't just create a sub, print a bass artifact. Shape it, commit to it, reprocess it, make it feel like it came out of a battered old rig and landed right inside the groove. That's the Subsign resample approach for 90s-inspired darkness in Ableton Live 12. Tight, murky, musical, and absolutely ready for jungle pressure.